The Galena City Council has reaffirmed its support for the continued study of nuclear power for the community, but Galena officials are still looking for money to pay for the next phase of that investigation. The Alaska Energy Authority will likely be investing in a variety of alternative energy technologies over the next few years. But as of now, nuclear power isn't one of them. From KIYU in Galena, Tim Bodoni reports.
While Toshiba, the manufacturer of the 10-megawatt nuclear plant being proposed for Galena, is holding regular meetings with the Nuclear Regulatory Commission in preparation for a license application next year, the city of Galena and its partners on the nuclear proposal have not made much progress on their side of the licensing process for almost 2 years. The state laws concerning nuclear power stipulate that the Alaska Energy Authority cannot study or be involved with nuclear power. Statutes also stipulate that nuclear power cannot be defined as an alternative energy source. Added together, the laws could exclude nuclear power projects from receiving any of the expected windfall of alternative and renewable energy funding coming from the state. Galena Nuclear Project consultant and former city manager Marvin Yoder says that those laws are definitely roadblocks, but he and other project leaders have already found ways around them.
Money we got was state money that came to the Department of Commerce to avoid that problem. We do want to deal with that, and in fact, have been trying to deal with it. Speaker Harris actually asked the legal people in Juneau to do a complete search of all statutes to deal with it, and we have some ideas of other things, but there are a few things that we think that the next legislature may have to deal with if small-scale nuclear is going to be allowed in the state of Alaska on a more broad basis.
Using a $500,000 state grant, the city of Galena commissioned a series of white papers in 2006, which outlined the major issues that nuclear regulators would scrutinize, such as emergency planning, earthquake dangers, and decommissioning. Removing the anti-nuclear clauses in state law, Yoder explains, would require a bill to be passed by the legislature and be signed by the governor. And no such bill has been introduced yet. Getting federal money to pay for the next round of environmental and financial studies, Yoder predicts, would have a better chance for success. The Nuclear Regulatory Commission requires several years' worth of specific weather data at the proposed site of a new reactor, and Galena officials and lobbyists have been unable to secure about $2 million for that and other pre-application studies. But Yoder predicts that the money might be easier to get now that Toshiba has made its intentions clear.
I think at the federal level, when we talked to them, was that they had to see more progress from Toshiba. They were not willing to fund us before they actually saw a viable project from Toshiba. So now that Toshiba has definitely set a schedule as to when they're going to apply for their permit, that makes the project that much more real.
Toshiba and its American subsidiary, Westinghouse Electric, plan to submit technical documents to the Nuclear Regulatory Commission for review and comment through the end of 2008, and then turn in an application for the approval of its 4S reactor design sometime in 2009. That review process could take 2 years or more. And with a 4-1 vote, the Galena City Council reaffirmed its support for the investigation of nuclear power at its July meeting, the third time the council has passed such a resolution since December of 2004. Galena's state and federal lobbyists have asked the council to rank its alternative energy priorities recently after city officials showed a willingness to embrace coal bed methane development, in-river hydropower, and biomass energy projects. Council member and Galena Vice Mayor Tom Johnson said during the meeting that if Galena officials truly believe that the 4S nuclear power plant is the best long-term energy option that's currently on the table, then they need to make that very clear.
I really believe that this thing is coming to a turning point because Toshiba finally got off the dime. I mean, we waited on Toshiba for 2 years to get to the NRC. But now that they have done that, it's important for somebody to say, I have a site, and to try and put together a firm to do the combined operating license, to be the owner of the plant, to be the operator of the plant, and to get the first one going.
The Nuclear Regulatory Commission recently instituted a three-part process for permitting nuclear power plants, in which a manufacturer seeks a permit for a design, an owner and operator seeks a permit for a site that could host a nuclear reactor, and then the two tracks converge in the application for a combined operating license. At one point, the NRC claimed it could completely evaluate a combined operating license in 3 to 4 years. but with 9 applications for nuclear projects currently on its docket and about a dozen more expected by the end of next year, NRC officials admit that the review process could take longer. In Galena, this is Tim Bodoni.